This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
It's time for five thought-provoking questions, always penned and prepared by Pat Smith. This is what we call Pat Ponders. Alabama roofing professionals, that is the one name you need to know when it comes to protecting your biggest investment. That is your home. Alabama Roofing Professionals, the free roofing inspections, 205-722-ROOF, alroofpros.com.
All right, guys, question number one. There are four schools that have had at least one player drafted in the modern-day NFL draft. USC and Michigan are two of the four schools. Can you guys give me the remaining two schools, again, who have had at least one player drafted in every draft in the modern-day NFL draft?
Modern-day NFL draft?
When is modern-day beginning?
1967?
I know it's not Tennessee. I can say that.
USC and Michigan are two of the four. There are two more.
USC, Michigan, let's go Ohio State, and I will go Alabama.
I'm going to say Nebraska, Florida.
Florida is one of them. The other is Michigan State.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Michigan. Think about that.
Way down my list.
Michigan and Michigan State, Florida, and USC are the only four schools in the modern draft era that every single season they have had a player drafted in the NFL draft.
I wonder how close that's been for a couple of those. Like a guy off the board, middle of the seventh, and that's the only player they had drafted, yeah. Something like that.
It's probably happened a lot more for Michigan State than the other three.
Yeah.
Interesting stats.
That is interesting.
Question number two.
Michigan State's had some good NFL players, but, I mean, yeah, I agree that not near as many as the other ones.
Yeah. Question number two. Who's the more fascinating head coach in round one of the draft next week? Is it Kyle Shanahan at 3 or Bill Belichick at 15?
I'm still going to go Shanahan at 3 because I think his decision can provide a domino for so many other weird things to happen that we may not expect to happen. So I'd still go Shanahan.
Plus,
I would just normally anticipate that Bill's going to get out of that spot, so then all of a sudden it doesn't become very interesting.
Well, true. I'm going to be interested to see what the Patriots do, just based on how last season went, maybe the fan base and maybe some uneasiness on the direction of where that organization's going. Quarterback position obviously is going to be intriguing. I'm with Cole, though. I mean, I do think that the domino effect of what happens at 3 could ultimately decide what the Patriots do there at 15. But you think about what the Patriots need. I mean, are you going to go playmaker on the outside? Are you going to go quarterback if one's available? If one is available, are they taking that guy? Are they taking another guy that's projected down the list? Because they've had some head scratchers in the past. For me, it'll be Belichick, I think.
Just a sidebar, if Mac Jones does not go 3 to San Francisco and he's still on the board at 15, does Belichick take him?
Yes. I think he does. I think there's
absolutely
any doubt.
And I would say 100%.
There's several reasons
yes. Why.
Yep. No doubt. There's probably no NFL coach that knows Mac Jones better than Bill Belichick, just based on some of the conversations he's privy to. They all have film. I understand that. But, yeah, McCole, 100%.
All right, question number three. Would you guys rather have the cheesiest pizza ever or a pizza with the most toppings?
Probably cheesiest, because I think you can get into some things from a toppings perspective that would not be appealing to me.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm all about the toppings. So, yes, as many toppings as you can pile on there. Now, I'm not a big fan of the pineapple. I know that's a debate when it comes to pizza. I'm not liking the pineapple on the pizza. I don't need anything sweet on my pizza, but yeah, how many different kinds of meats and cheeses, which would count as toppings, peppers, hot peppers, vegetables, whatever, can we throw on that pizza? Let's do
it. Anchovies, carrots, eggplant.
I don't carrots. No, I get to select them.
It's not,
but...
No, it's not what he said. He said the most possible toppings or the cheesiest. So you get everyone that's possible.
Artichokes.
Okay, well,
you get walnuts, almonds.
Black-eyed peas.
You could get
alfalfa sprouts, artichoke hearts.
You could get the cheese that smells like dirty feet on your cheesy pizza. Cottage cheese, cream cheese. See? Works both ways.
Better than squid.
Was it fried?
Better than white bait.
White bait?
I'm looking at possible pizza toppings right now.
Pickled herring.
Bay leaf.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Dill. Who wants dill on a pizza? Garlic.
Fried dill pickle. I'll take it.
On pizza?
Yeah. Throw it on there.
Pecans, pine nuts, baby leeks.
I had a Cajun pizza.
Beets.
Like a andouille.
Broccoli.
Andouille. Had crawfish. Had shrimp. It's really, really good.
Onions.
Fumando
cheese. Black beans on pizza.
Ugh. Black beans?
Pinto beans.
Are we going like a Mexican?
This is everything that's on your pizza. Right now, yeah. I'm leading possible toppings.
Okay.
So all of this is on your pizza. Every one of them.
Okay.
You're taking that over blue cheese, brie,
cheese.
Cheddar, Colby,
yeah.
Feta, goat cheese, Monterey Jack, Parmesan, mozzarella, Munster, provolone, Romano, Gouda.
Although Pat didn't say
that's a real
all
cheese,
the cheese,
by the way.
He said the cheesiest.
He said the cheesiest. No, he said the cheesiest, Saber.
Yeah, which
so
just means you could have
you
a lot
know.
Of one cheese, not all of the
Well, it doesn't specify in the question.
Right.
Nor did.
Read the question again.
Would you rather have the cheesiest pizza ever or a pizza with the most toppings?
The most okay. toppings.
What is the record for number of toppings on a pizza? I think that's what we need to know. Maybe should have given me a heads up on this one, Pat.
Well, I honestly did not think that this was going to be a big debate. But
well, there's one pizza that has 154 cheeses.
Wow.
This is like the Denzel debate all over again. Should have given him a heads up.
Let's go. Wow. 27 toppings is the world record.
I got more on this list right here.
No. That's what it... Trying to... I don't want to watch the episode and see... I just wanted a list. No list. Okay.
All right, so you're standing by your statement, your answer.
Yeah. I just... I feel like you can... I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, if you're going to put, you know, if you're counting an animal carcass, you know, just off the road on my pizza, if that's where we're going with this, no, I wouldn't want it. I was just thinking most toppings, like, could I select the toppings or is it just every food imaginable, like piled on a pizza? I don't know. Where is the most toppings on one pizza? Yeah, it's 27 different toppings. They range from what you would expect, pepperoni, bacon, and green peppers, to slightly unusual, like cookies, chili, and macaroni and cheese.
Okay, that's just stupid.
So, final answer?
Toppings. I'll stick with my final answer.
Okay.
You get cookies and pineapple, but you're still
sticking
with
his mind, even when he's proven wrong. He ain't changing his mind.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll take the one with the mac and cheese and cookies.
Hey, they had a mac and cheese one at the one.
I know they did, that, yeah.
There's a famous, yeah, see?
You getting gravy on your pizza, too? You still keeping it?
What kind of gravy?
Brown
gravy,
kinds.
Turkey gravy. I don't want chocolate gravy, but I'll take the savory gravy. Yeah, put some pepper. Yeah.
Pepper gravy.
Put some sawmill on there. Let's turn it into a breakfast pizza.
And we will.
Yeah. How about an egg over easy?
Nope.
How about some bacon? We'll throw some sausage, some little
eggs.
You've
got 27 toppings, so you can choose, right?
Heck yeah. I can throw some Cinnamon Toast Crunch with shrimp tails on there, too. Let's make it a full breakfast pizza, and we'll seafood.
We'll do peel and eat shrimp and Cinnamon Toast Crunch on your pizza, since it doesn't matter. That tastes better.
Yum.
All right, next question. Name the song you would most want to hear Nick Saban sing.
That one we were hearing, what was the Sinead O'Connor song from yesterday, Cole?
what was the Sinead O'Connor song. It was the
yeah,
one.
The Sinead O'Connor song. He likes the Eagles.
I would go...
it's not what he likes. It's what you would him in an awkward situation to sing.
Saber, am I allowed to say ODB's entire name on radio?
I would lean yes, but you know what? I'm going to say no, just in case.
It would be Shimmy Shimmy Ya by Old Dirty, ODB. And that's not Odell Beckham for the Landrums out there.
I know what ODB stands for. I can't believe you can't say the last part of that.
I just didn't know. I've never asked. I wasn't going
to. I mean, technically, you're welcome to, but you're also welcome to say GD and a bunch of other things, but I ain't going to do it, so have at it.
Well, actually, I took media law, and I realized what I can and can't say, and B, the B is not listed there.
It's a term that describes an illegitimate child, but if you want to say it, just like a female dog is another B word.
Oh, is that what it is?
If you want to say it, go right ahead.
Well, I had it wrong. I didn't know.
No, it has multiple meanings, but we all know what the one meaning is, but again, I'm not going to be the one to do it, so if you want to risk it, get that biscuit.
With gravy.
All right, so what song? What song?
On my pizza. If you want to make it awkward on him, I think any kind of hip-hop would be awkward for me to try to do it. That would be entertaining. Or just a song by a female vocalist that he would.
How about one of your big,
hit those
big band tunes you like to listen to every afternoon before a Braves game?
Well, that's the thing.
Those
with
don't
big
have
band,
lyrics,
it's more instrumental,
they?
Pat. Yeah, that kind of would make no sense. I mean, him he could get out there and dance. You've seen him dance, a couple of recruiting things that he's
hosted. See him dance to a little Tommy Dorsey orchestra music? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe he could sing the Troy Aikman song. What was that song? The album that Troy Aikman came out with?
Oklahoma Cowboys or something like that?
Yeah, or the umpire. Is it Jerry West?
Jerry West.
Has,
old Cowboy,
has the music,
Jerry West.
The group, yeah.
Should have had Nick Saban sing Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy during Landrum's performance. Maybe he would have won.
That would have been really good. All right, fifth and final question. What canceled or retired TV show would you like to see come back for one more season?
Airwolf. A-Team. G.I. Joe, the original cartoon.
Man, Colt's got a bunch of them.
Go on and on.
Yeah,
Transformers,
are you saying,
original cartoons,
are you saying,
stupid new movies. And by the way, how do you make a G.I. Joe movie with no Destro? I just want to throw that out. How do you do that? Talk about remake failures. You go G.I. Joe with no Destro. And I'm talking about in the chrome helmet. Like, how do you not do that?
Yeah, he got it in the end.
Hmm. That's a major player. That's a major character.
Oh, very true.
So bring back the OG cartoon instead.
Man, bring back Cheers. Give me a
Cheers was a great show.
Cheers. I'll take
I
Cheers.
I thought you'd say Golden Girls. Whoever's left alive, come on back.
Come on, Pat. Pat.
That hurts.
Too
that hits
far,
hard.
Man. That's too far.
Was it too far? It's just truth.
I feel like Three's Company was a show you enjoyed.
Well, it wouldn't be Golden Girls. It would be Golden Girl.
Oh, there's only one left. Betty White, right?
Well,
I'm sure they have offspring that could fill in there somehow.
Kind of takes away the...
Landrum can't lust over the Cougars.
Are you a fan of Three's Company also? This feels like your kind of show.
No. I mean, I watched it when it would come on, but I wasn't like, Three's Company's on. Sorry, got to go inside.
Golden Girls you were, though.
That's different.
No, that was more of my grandmother.
What about Morph and Mindy?
On the television.
Did you watch that show?
I did not watch Mork and Mindy.
Alf?
I watched a little bit of Alf.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy about Alf.
You are a Mr. Belvedere fan, I bet.
Because
you're used to having a maid in the house, so like that made sense to you.
Oh, really?
You could relate to that.
having a butler? Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. Yeah. That was us.
Well, based on what
you knew just what that was like.
Based on what Landrum said a couple weeks ago, I think he probably watched a lot of Punky Brewster.
Punky?
Then or now?
I think both.
Yeah. Oh. She's, you can watch her now. She's got that documentary out. You learn a lot about Punky.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you need to watch the tape. Pretty good. Pretty good. Learned a lot, though. You know, those child actors. I don't know if there's ever been just a really, really good story that's come out with. I mean, with the exception of Ron Howard, a lot of them went through a lot of stuff. Really sad. A lot of tragic stories. So what about you, Pat? Where would you go? MASH?
Well, they tried that. It was called After MASH, and it lasted
what
like
about half Happy
the
Days? What about you? Happy Days?
I think they had a spinoff of Happy Days. Didn't work out.
Happier Days.
Yeah. It was Joni Loves Chachi.
Good questions. I'll stick with the toppings. All right. That is Pat Ponders, brought to you by Alabama Roofing Professionals, alroofpros.com, 205-722-ROOF.
This is Three Man Front.